This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 13, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the low 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 4:37 p.m. The City of Peabody is considering the purchase of 80 acres of open space in South Peabody that will cost the city $7.2 million. This is Mayor Ted Betancourt.
80 acres is obviously very significant. There was a number of housing proposals that were proposed in that area, hundreds of units. And I believe that cities have to be growing, and there's opportunities to build housing. But this particular area, I think, is an area that we needed to keep as open space and maybe add to our golf course, add to our cemetery, add to some of our recreational opportunities.
The Salem News is reporting that the land will soon be appraised and a purchase and sale agreement will be brought to the City Council in March or April. MSO News Sports will feature an interview with State Senator Brendan Crichton today on the website. The senator is working on several transportation issues, but one nagging issue that he's trying to resolve is to have a temporary platform built at the closed Lynn Commuter Rail Station.
He had hoped for a temporary platform so that there still would be commuter rail service in Lynn. That did not happen in a timely fashion, though we are trying to expedite the process now. So it's a big challenge, I think, when you look at the congestion, some of the most congested roadways in Greater Boston, some of the most congested roadways in the world, really, at this point. We need to have better public transportation access on the North Shore. And having that temporary platform in Lynn so that folks can get on the commuter rail for a 20-minute trip into Boston versus an hour by car.
The Lynn station is closed for major repairs, and the entire podcast with Senator Crichton will post today and will feature news on education, transportation, and sports betting. The city of Beverly will soon be naming the next principal of Beverly High School. Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting today that the search process is down to two finalists. They are Mark Thomas, an assistant principal at Beverly High School, and Tara Noyes, an assistant principal at Cohasset High School. Current principal Betty Taylor has announced her retirement for the end of this current school year. Newburyport City Councilor Afroz Khan was interviewed by MSO on Friday, and she spoke about the transition from former Mayor Donna Holliday to current Mayor Sean Reardon.
The transition, I have to say, given the fact that our current mayor, Mayor Reardon, was also a school committee member, and I had worked with him when he was on the school committee, as I was on a joint committee between counselors and school committee members. It was someone who at least knows us and knows the city council and worked with city council before. So I would say the transition was actually pretty seamless in the sense of just kind of keeping the same issues going on, the same business items, and now just maybe having someone else with a new angle of dealing with it.
That's Newburyport City Councilor Afroz Khan. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. As you know, Kansas City won Super Bowl 57 with a 38-35 win over Philadelphia last night. The Celtics beat the Grizzlies yesterday afternoon, 119-109. Sees at Milwaukee tomorrow night. Bruins off yesterday. They play in Dallas tomorrow night. Locally in sports, the big game watch, it's today. It's in boys hockey. Catholic Memorial plays at St. John's Prep. It's an early face-off this afternoon at 3:30.
Yeah, just the way things worked out with a snow out earlier in the year, we ended up having to reschedule this game with Catholic Memorial for, as it would turn out, we're both 8-1 in the conference, and the winner of the game will be the Catholic Conference champion. There will be no co-champions. Somebody will leave that rink very disappointed.
So this game today is big. Players get jacked up, nervous, or whatever. But how about the coach in these games?
Yeah, I tell you, being a coach I find extremely stressful. So as a player, I found the games exciting. I look forward to them. As a coach, that excitement is kind of switched more towards the stress of the game.
And, mm-hmm.
I guess you just lose a bit of control as a coach opposed to a player. And, you just want to make sure you put your team in the best position to win. And then there's so many other factors that come into play during the game that are kind of out of your control. So Yeah, am I excited about tomorrow's game? Yes. But I, you know, right now I'm just so focused on it, I'm probably more stressed about it.
St. John's prep coach Christian Hansen, who a week ago picked up his 100th coaching win. Over the last several days, two other area coaches also earned 100 coaching wins. They are Michelle Roach, coach for the Peabody-Linfield North Reading girls hockey team, and Mark Surrender, the girls basketball coach at Saugus High. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.